Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Attorneys representing former Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg are hoping to bypass a contempt hearing. News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports.
Kim Ogg is accused by the current district attorney's office of violating a gag order in the capital murder case of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungaray. Earlier this year, Ogg appeared on a local TV station alleging that one of the men accused of murder, Franklin Pena, was previously accused of sexually assaulting a woman in Costa Rica. Appearing at a procedural meeting in court Tuesday, Mitch Little, representing Ogg, called the gag order unconstitutional. He said there is no reason for the issue to go to a contempt of court trial.
Our client is innocent of any contempt, certainly, and there are constitutionality issues that affect all Texans that need to be determined here.
Attorneys will now work together to set the next court date. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
The Houston City Council has approved a $16 million purchase of an East Downtown facility aimed at sheltering hundreds of homeless people at a time. The vote was delayed twice because of pushback from residents who live in the area. Mayor John Whitmire addressed them during a city council meeting last week when he argued that the facility will get homeless people off the streets.
We're not going to allow them to be on the sidewalk, laying around the way they've been for years and years. This is to get them back productive. And the only way you can get them off the street and out of your neighborhood is get them in a residential setting where you can work with them.
The facility is expected to open in early 2026 and serve over 1,000 people per year. A wind advisory is in place right now as the cooler air we've been telling you about all week has finally arrived. That advisory is in effect until 7 p.m. tonight, so we can expect breezy conditions throughout the day. 20 to 25 mile an hour wind speeds expected throughout the day. However, gusts could reach as high as 40 miles an hour. The Houston area will gradually warm up throughout the week. Your Halloween forecast, sunny Friday with a high of 74 and a low of 56. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR.